All right. The question is, when people ask what is what it means to be a human being, what are the two choices? Okay.
One is a life.
Saved, lost. Okay, who?
I was going to say one is a life. Physical.
Uh-huh. Divine purpose and a self-determined purpose. That's what I got. Okay. What was Paul's personal estimate of himself in relation to other saints?
I am the least of
these. He was the least. That's bold. Because sometimes, I'm going to tell you, sometimes people sin and they think their sin is not that bad. The little sin, we have to say, Lord, forgive me. Just like we say, we ask for the big sins to be forgiven. Because sometimes, those little sins is a daily thing. It's like we continuously daily work those sins because it's not that bad. But if we look at that sin like Paul looked at it, even that small sin telling me that I need to be saved. I need to repent. I need to stop. That particular small sin, because that small sin could take me to a place that I don't want to be. And that place is, like I said before, I remember a preacher said it like this. He said, and hear me now. He said, hell is like this. He said, have you ever went to sleep and had a terrible, terrible nightmare? How many? Terrible nightmare. I mean a nightmare. So that you are actually frightened in the nightmare, in that particular dream. And you woke up. Alright? And you're out of it. Whew. Right? But he says, suppose you don't wake up. That got to me. That was a long time ago now, but it got to me. Suppose you don't wake up and you stay in that particular dream, that horrible, terrible dream. He says that's heavy. But like it was said, Paul said, I was the chief of sinners. The sin that I'd done, I was on top. I was the chief. And even the small sin, we ought to say the same thing. We are the chief because that sin shouldn't be in our lives. Number three, when Paul wrote that God had given him grace to preach to the Galatians, who was he talking about? Who are the Galatians?
Gentiles, non-Jews.
Okay. All right. Non-Jews. Okay. Number four. What is the meaning of the word translated administration or fellowship? It's like a gift. Okay. That's what I got. A gift. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, I didn't quite hear it. Did you hear it?
Well-ordered household.
Okay. Number five. When and where had Paul been converted? The event that led to him preaching the unfathomable riches of Christ.
Road to Damascus.
On the road to Damascus. Number six. What was there about Paul's own circumstances that led him to fear his readers would lose heart? Extreme suffering and persecution. Number seven, from whom does every family in heaven and earth receive its name? God. What does Paul pray that his readers be able to comprehend?
Death, the breath.
Yes, sir. The immeasurable dimensions of Christ's love. Yes, sir. Number nine. What is a doxology?
The conclusion.
Yes, sir. What is the most important gift that the Spirit has given to mankind? Okay. Wisdom. Wisdom. All right. Everybody failed. I love you all. All right. 48. Reader. If Romans 12, 4 through 8, first reader. Anybody?
For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one another, having the gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. For ministry, let us use it in ministering. He who teaches, in teaching. He who exhorts, in exhortation. He who gives with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness.
All of us have, everybody in here have a gift. That gift that's given to us, we must use it. You remember the story of the three talents? The talents that was given, two did well with it, and one buried it. See, sometimes we could feel that I'm nothing. Hear me now, please. I'm nothing. You know, I don't matter. Nobody gonna listen to me. I go out there and I tell somebody, they ain't gonna listen. You know, so I'm not gonna even use my gift. That's foolish. Do it anyway. You might fail a lot, but at least you're doing God's will. Mm-hmm. Somebody put it like this: if I fail, it's not gonna be because I didn't try. Mm-hmm. You see, I failed, but I tried. You see, so we have to, you know, we have to at least try, because we have gifts. And each one of us may have a different gift. Some of us in here may have the same gift, like teaching, like the brother. The brother, he knows his book. Jared knows his book. We most of us, right? But some of us know it more than others. Mm-hmm. That don't mean that we are less. Mm-hmm. That don't mean that we are less. That this means that we need to study more. Are you with me? And some of us, we you know, just like visiting the sick, some of us is good in that, and some of us are not. Some of us are get in that car and go and call the people who are sick, and they would go and they would visit them, they would talk to them, strengthen them, right? All right? Some of us have that talent. Some of us actually do not have it. Are you with me? But we're no less than them, and they shouldn't, you know, bog us down and say, you know, why you can't, you know, you do it. Just make sure that you're doing it. Because when you get before God, it's not going to be what that person didn't do. It's what you could have done. Did you do it? Mm-hmm. You see, did you do it? Some of us, you know, we have our giving. You know, some of us, we love to give. We love to cook. We love to give, you know, and that's a gift of giving. You know, because it's a lot of people who need. I remember a guy. He was, I think he was at the store, grocery store, or whatever, right? And he was, you know, asking for money, right? He was asking for money, right? So I had some change. You know, I had no, you know, bills with me, right? I had, I think, about a quarter or 50 cents or whatever, and I gave it to him, and he said, you know, I'm saying, okay, the next time I have more money for you, okay? But it didn't stop me from giving. And if I seen that guy again, I would give it to him again, you know, because it's something about giving. See, some people think that the more you give, the less you will have. But Scripture tells us the more you give, the more you'll have to give. I remember a sister said it like this. She lived by herself, and she said she had a bill. She had some bills, and she, you know, she was a member of the church, and she had some bills. And more bills came, and she said she was at a rock and a hard place, right? She said she didn't know whether to not give or pay her bills, you know, keep up, you know, because if she give and pay her bills, she would have very little left. And she said she gave. She gave, right? And this is what she said. She said, because I gave, God gave me to give. God gave me so that I could give. But when you don't give, you have a stingy heart, and then you expect giving, it might not come like that. And remember this, remember this, that the devil is out there listening too, because he would give, he would bless you for doing wrong. He would give you for doing wrong. Remember Jesus? He came to Jesus, he said, if you would just what? Bow down and serve me. Bow down to me. I will what? Give you. Are you with me? So if he's telling Jesus that, you think he ain't going to tell Kenny Patterson that? Are you with me? Kenny Patterson, listen, you ain't got to do all that. Give you no. Just do what I tell you to do, and I'm going to give you too. And then he'll make that giving look like it's from God. And we sometimes we could get confused by that. You see, but we all have gifts. Go ahead.
Excuse me. I can't refer to the old chapter and verse, but of course the saying, it is more blessed to give.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And a lot of people can't fathom, they can't grasp that. How in the world is that possible? Mm-hmm. You see, you have to have the faith to believe that. You have to have that faith. That's a deep faith. Because sometimes, you know, you just seem like you're at your last, and you say to yourself, I don't know if I'm going to give this week because I got such and such to do, and gas has gone up, food has gone up, right? What I'm going to do, I know I was given, say 100 a week. I'm going to take away from that. Are you with me? And I'm going to give 75. Mm-hmm. Bad thing to do. Are you with me? If you, you know, if anything, you give a dollar more. If anything, you give $2 more, $5 more. Never decrease.
I'm reminded of the, when Christ saw the oil, putting in the two mites.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And what he said, and that is our powerful example,
mm-hmm.
is that she gave it all, everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's one thing about, I think, a lot of your attitude when you give.
Yes, sir.
You're going, oh, I want something back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Attitude. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to give because I'm going to get some. Mm-hmm. That's not what he tells us. You know, he said give. And, you know, you might not even see the giving right away. But, you know, sometimes we give and we just don't see it. But we walk around in good health. We just don't see it. We walk around with, we could view from our eyes. We just don't see it. We could hear with our ears. We just don't see it. We got a lot of food in the pantry. We just don't see it. We got a roof over our head. We just don't see it. Because what I asked God for, he didn't give it to me. You know, I got money in the bank. We just don't see it. You know, and there's some people in this world, we wake up, if we want bacon and eggs, we eat it. That's what we get. If we want pancakes, whatever, and I'm sure everybody in here got it like that. Whatever we want, but there's some people who wake up in the morning, don't even have clear water to drink. Right? Don't even have, clear water to drink. And they're there. So when we count, we ought to what? Count our blessings. Name them one by one. Mm-hmm. Count our blessings, because we are blessed. United States is blessed. We got a few people up. Go ahead.
So, and in that thought, see, that's conjuring up a certain attitude,
mm-hmm.
one of positivity,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When you realize the blessings that you are being given, mm-hmm. and that you can't help but share the joy of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
When you start describing all those things, and mm-hmm. there's so many more mm-hmm. that we have been blessed with that we are not aware of, but because God is so good to us mm-hmm. and for us, we should acknowledge that. And so in our daily life, and as you mentioned, part of that daily life is counting our blessings and be grateful for each and every one of
them. Yes, sir.
And whatever measure He gives,
yes, sir.
We got to consider that it is good.
Yes, sir. It yes, sir. Good. Know how, I remember one said, if you're blessed with a dollar, know how to use it. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Know how to use that dollar. You know? Because if you don't know how to use a dollar, if you get blessed with 500, what you going to do? Amen. Let me stop.
Most people burn a hole in their pocket.
Yeah. Hey, don't know what to do. Because I was there one time. You know, I remember sometimes I used to have a pocket full of money. Being young and foolish, right? And I'd be looking for things to do. Mm-hmm. You know? Looking for things to do and waste all my money. And as soon as all gone, I'm smart as a whip. Are you with me? I'm so smart now till why did I do that with my money? My uncle, I told my wife this many times, my uncle, he taught me something. He made me laugh a lot. I loved him dearly. He made me laugh a lot. I said, loan me $10. He said, I ain't got it. He said, Kenny, when I had some money, I didn't have sense with it. Now I'm broke. I'm the smartest man in the world. Are you with me? And see, that's what money will do, especially the love of it. But anyway, we are blessed. Go ahead.
That reminds me of the story of Solomon.
Uh-huh.
When he was getting ready to build the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And God was expecting, I guess, that he would ask for riches, but he didn't. He asked for wisdom.
Yes, ma'am.
And in doing so, he got all the riches that man could have.
Everything. And everything that he didn't even ask for.
Right.
You see?
Good example to us.
Yes, ma'am. All we have to do is just hear God. For those who have an ear, let him hear. Mm-hmm. And if you hear, you're going to obey. You're going to obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. Mm-hmm. You know, to be happy in Jesus, just to trust and obey. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ephesians 1, 7 through 10, and then 19 through 22. Anybody?
In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. In that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him, and what is exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come.
Okay.
And he put all things under his feet and mm-hmm. gave him to be head over all things to the church.
Okay, we have redemption because of Christ. His blood, the forgiveness of sin. You know, when we look at forgiveness, that's very important, because people are going to do some things, say some things that's going to probably hurt us, all right? But we are supposed to forgive. Sometimes when we forgive, somebody going to say, I don't like how you forgave. You didn't show me enough forgiveness. Right? That ain't no forgiveness, right? But if somebody would come to me and say, Brother Patterson, forgive me, you know, for the thing that I said something to you I shouldn't have said, right? I could not like that individual or whatever, but guess what? If that person say forgive, I'm supposed to accept it and take it to the Lord and pray for that person and pray for our relationship, that it'll come strong. But it's something about forgiveness, you know, especially if somebody said or done something to you so bad. It's kind of like hard for you to forgive, right? But that's a learning thing. And I don't care how old we are, we're still what? Learning. And we just have to learn how to forgive. Are you with me? You know, it ain't about I've been in the church for 50 years. It ain't about that. It's about how much church is in you. Are you with me? How much of this church is in you? You know, because we have to. The forgiveness is a hard thing. It's a hard thing to do.
You just said how much church is in you, mm-hmm. but we have the model mm-hmm. of the Lord's Prayer,
mm-hmm.
and one statement in there says, "Forgive, let us forgive those that trespass against us,
mm-hmm.
so that we may be trespassed." So again, if we are living, which is a daily thing, because we're learning on God's word, we can't expect something to be given to us if we're not willing to give it to others.
Exactly.
You mentioned the acceptance; they don't want to accept.
Exactly.
That's not for my journey, but to I'm going to say take on.
Yeah.
I've done what I needed to do. Because,
uh-huh.
again, I want the Lord.
Yes.
Because I am trying to get further up there, one day closer.
Mm-hmm.
And we are to be Christ-like each and every day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Matthew, wherever it is in Matthew, the Lord's Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Forgive us so that we may be forgiven by you.
Jesus takes it to a higher standard than that, not just forgiveness. We've got to love that person.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to love that enemy.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to love that enemy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard enough to forgive them, and that we know how we try have our trials and tribulations over that.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to go to that next step. We've got to learn how to love our enemies.
And the key word is learn. Learn how to
love them, not what they doing.
Exactly, exactly, and that's the PowerPoint. That's the PowerPoint right there. You might not, you know, you might not, you know, you got to love them. You got to.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me? But what they done, right? And if they keep doing it, right? The Bible says you still got to love them, because the Bible says how many times are you supposed to forgive? Jesus put it like what?
70 times.
You see, that's a lot of times.
I think that's where we get confused at. I know I have and still do sometimes. I dislike a person, the whole person, for what they are doing instead of disliking what they are doing,
mm-hmm.
and try to speak on them or speak to them. Oh, you know, what they are doing
mm-hmm.
is wrong. And then tell them how much God loved them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to try to stop doing what you're doing. A lot of us Christians, we mess up with that.
Mm-hmm.
Really disliking the person for what they are doing. You disliking the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that love?
Mm-hmm.
You know, God don't like things that we do, but he still loves us. And he's still teaching us how not to do those things that
mm-hmm.
we're not supposed to be doing, you know, he don't like. So I think sometimes we get mixed up with that, and we have to take a step back
mm-hmm.
and ask God to show us, you know, how to take control of that situation.
Teach us.
You know, teach me, Lord.
Yeah,
God.
Yeah, that's
I feel like I'm doing something not right.
And that's the prayer. That's the prayer that we all must pray. Teach me, Lord. Be honest with God, right?
That's true. We may be taught the right thing to do, but it's of no avail to us
if we don't put it in action.
So it's like the, as I said, when you know to do better,
mm-hmm.
do better.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes with these circumstances, more often than not,
mm-hmm.
if the individual doesn't realize or believe that it is a sin or an infraction against you, because
mm-hmm.
against the circumstances. So if they don't know,
mm-hmm.
then It's up to all of us to let them know that, yeah, that
there you go.
We're whatever. So help to help overcome.
Yes, sir. And just like we said, you know, we know what Scripture says, but if we don't put it into action, then that's why we are learning continuously. We are learning how to do it because many of us don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. Many of us don't know how to love. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? You know, because it just like we said before, God loves us anyhow, right? Mm-hmm. Those of us with children, right? If we have 10-headed kids, right, we love them all. And we don't want now one of them to what?
Be lost.
Be lost. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? You say they might do some bad things. Because they do the bad things, we're going to stop loving them? No. We're not going to do that if we truly love our children. We're not going to do that. We're going to continue to love them, hoping that they what? Do right. And it's all in learning. If we're not able or willing to learn, we're not going to get it. And one thing was taught to me is this, right? Wisdom. We need wisdom. We've got to have wisdom. But when you ask for wisdom, you're asking for something. Because what you ask for, you're going to go through to get it. You got to go through something to get it. It ain't just going to jump on you. You know, oh, I'm wise now. Man, I'm no, you know, I got calculus, you know. Are you with me? It don't work like that. Are you with me? Wisdom is something that you're going to have to go through, experience. Right? You have to experience to get that wisdom. Right, I'm not saying not to ask for it. Ask for it because we need it. We need to be wise in this world. Because if we're not wise, the devil could come and sell us the Brooklyn Bridge cheap. Are you with me? Real cheap.
Just remember, wisdom has nothing to do with IQ.
Exactly. 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 Wisdom is deeper than that. And if we're not willing to learn, if we're not willing to be taught, you know, I'm up here teaching, but guess what? I need it just as bad as you. I'm going to put it like Paul said, I need it badder than you. Are you with me? I need it more than you. I got to have it. But we're learning. And you see, and it's an important thing to hear this now. Please hear this, right? That you're not being judged by your sisters and brothers. Are you with me? What you're being judged by is God in the full judgment. Mm-hmm. You might say, well, brother or sister, you're not such and such, right? But in the end time, right, it's not that Jerry agreed with me, and I'm glad that he agreed with me because he's the elder. Are you with me? I'm not, and now Jerry and McLaughlin, they agree with me, so I must be right. Are you with me? Just make sure you write with who? God. Are you with me? Mm-hmm. Make sure you write with God. Because all have what? Sin and fall short of the truth. All of us. Right.
And people, when you see somebody you don't know, we judge them by how they look.
Exactly. Exactly. Already.
If we started out loving them, it wouldn't be that hard to forgive them.
Exactly. It's all a learning. It's all learning. Learning. If we're not willing to learn, we ain't going to get it. You know, it's not what brother or sister so-and-so done to me or how they taught me. Are you with me? Lord, you know, Brother Patterson was up here teaching us the wrong thing. That's why I didn't get it. Study to show thyself approved unto who? Mm-hmm. God. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You see, that's what we're supposed to be doing. Study. You know, it's not, well, I know more than you, or it's your fault, or it's your fault. You didn't love like you were supposed to do. Just make sure that you're doing the right thing. And if you don't know, go to God. The Bible says like this. It says, if you need wisdom, ask the Lord. But don't ask him what? Wavering. We're not supposed to think that, you know, God can't do it. Are you with me? because we got to understand that he can. You see, we can't waver when we ask God. If we ask God for something, the Bible says be patient. Are you with me? Because he don't want to give you something too fast. You know, because sometimes, you know, just like, you know, our children will come and say, Daddy, I want a car. Are you with me? And they're not ready for a car yet. But we give them the car because what? We love them. We ought to recognize if that child is ready for the car or not. Sometimes we may have to go with him places more than he go by himself or she go by herself. Why? Just to make sure that he know how to drive. Are you with me? Or he or she knows how to drive. That's how it works, right? We don't just say, well, you know, hey, you're a big boy now. Here's the key, right? Just go ahead, right? A reliable parent won't do it like that. Okay, but anyway, forgiveness.
Verse 9 tells us he has made known to us the mystery of his will.
Uh-huh.
So with that learning, the mystery, we're not talking like his unknown understanding. It's there if, like you said, study to show that stuff approved. Everything that everyone's saying takes us right back.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us always say, but we don't know how to explain it. I'm one of those people, or don't know what resources, you know, we know that technology can be very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And in those cases, and like it's always been said,
mm-hmm.
if you don't know, make sure you let them know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get back to you
mm-hmm.
and follow up with that, because
mm-hmm.
we are always learning ourselves, which we want to do, but in order for that light in us to be shown to others, that example, we're going to his word.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But you got no other way. There ain't but one way for Christians.
I found in 1 Kings 3, and I'll be picking up in verse 10. Just for the sake of brevity, Solomon is asking God for discernment.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what was stated. The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. So God said to him, since you asked for this, and not for long life or wealth
mm-hmm.
for yourself, nor have you asked for the death of your enemy,
mm-hmm.
but for discernment in administering justice, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart, so there will never have been anyone like
mm-hmm.
you, nor will there ever be. Moreover, I'll give you what you have not asked for, both riches and honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings. And here's the important part I think we overlook, I believe. And if you walk in my ways
mm-hmm.
and obey
mm-hmm.
my statutes
mm-hmm.
and commands, as David your father did, I will give you a long life.
Exactly. And that's important. He will give, right? Not man,
mm-hmm.
right? Because some man is going to say, I don't like how you love that brother, right? Oh, I don't like how you forgave that sister. I don't like it. Who are you? Huh? And not in that sense, but who are you? God is the one we're supposed to please. Learn from the Bible. Read the Bible. Read the book. What God would have you to do. What God would have you to do, and then do it. And then everything will work out. It'll work out. And you got to believe that. It sounds kind of crummy. It sounds kind of weak, right? But it'll work out. Some things just has to work out. Are you with me? And some people just in a hurry for it to work out. But don't you be in a hurry. You listen to God. Are you with me? Relationships might take some time. Let it work out. I'm not saying forever now, but let it work out, because some things just has to work out. But some people just don't have enough wait time in them. I think you should go. Who are you? Are you with me? Who am I to tell you? You don't look like you love me. You don't look like you love that sister or whatever, right? Let it work out. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. Someone read that, please.
And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by whatever joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causing growth of the body for edifying of itself in love.
Okay. You see, back in the Bible time, when the Bible is being written, right, the Bible wasn't completely written yet so they could go to the Bible and verse, chapter. It was being written. God sent some what? Apostles. He sent some prophets. He sent some evangelists and pastors and teachers for the, you know, edifying of the church. Are you with me? Because there was no Bible that you could go and buy, you know, scripture from Genesis to Revelation. The Bible was being written during these times. Okay, but he did send some for you know, some teachers, and these teachers and the apostles, these apostles and prophets, they knew God's word. One of the things we ought to pray that we, God would bless us with teachers. He would bless us with deacons. He would bless us with elders. He would bless us with a good preacher. And you know, that you know, are you with me? You can pray. You know, I don't have to be up here. I'm here to help. Are you with me? And let me tell you something about Brother Patterson real quick, like, please hear me, right? Brother Patterson is not in it for the paycheck. I'm not in it for the paycheck. One has came to me in my lifetime and said this: you won't prosper in preaching. And this particular person meant that I won't make no money. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? I had to help this person to understand that I'm not in it for the money. Mm-hmm. I'm in it for the souls. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? And if Brother Patterson is not here, Brother Patterson is going to be somewhere. He might be in the grocery stores. Mm-hmm. He might be at the pharmacy. Where else?
Gas station.
Are you with me? Fire department. Anywhere. God, this is what God told me. I don't know if he told you the same thing, but this is what he said. He said, the harvest is great. There's a lot of work out there. I don't have to be here, but I'm here. Are you with me? And pray for me as long as I am here, please. Right? And then one day you might get the great preacher that you always wanted. Are you with me? But I'm here now. Pray for me.
Pray for each other.
Pray for the congregation. Are you with me? I'm not in it for the paycheck. You don't have to give me a dime and ask me to come in next week. Brother Patterson will be right here. I'm not in it for that paycheck. And I don't have to be here. I want to be here, but if you don't want me here, guess what? Right? Amen? All right. But it's all in learning. Everything is about learning. Don't think you all are there. Right? Because like I said, somebody's going to think that you ain't. I don't like how you love that brother. I don't like how you love that sister. I don't like your giving. Are you with me? You ain't gave me $5 last week, and now you gave me $3. Who are you? He sent us some teachers. We don't have apostles anymore. Anybody could collaborate on an apostle. Who were the apostles?
Those who witnessed Christ physically.
Who witnessed Christ physically. Mm-hmm. So therefore, none of us, the only time we're going to witness Christ again is when he come up in the air.
Hallelujah.
Are you with me? In the air. Somebody going to say, well, you know, Christ was, he spoke to me. And then again, you got to understand that the Spirit will speak to you. It speaks to us, the Spirit. And that might be what you proclaim it, that, you know, so forth, so on. But Christ, we're going to see him in the air. He's not going to set foot down here just yet. Are you with me? Not now. All right. And then prophets. Collaborate. Give me some description on a prophet. Who's a prophet? Tell the future, like. Yes, sir.
But they were articulating what God had put onto their heart.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We were also told that there are many false prophets.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So the prophets are what God has said. Jonah. Mm-hmm. Pack your bags, and you're going to Nineveh.
Uh-huh.
And he said, excuse me? And so we know how that story works.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
mm-hmm.
The power of the Lord, and that the Lord will be done.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. It, you know, at first we know that he didn't want to go. He looked at those people as being such and such and such and such, right? We don't want to do that. Are you with me? We don't want to do that. We want to look at people as being people who need God. That man out there who's in the median with a sign in his hand, that man needs God. That billionaire, trillionaire now, what Musk? He's a trillionaire now, right? That's what I heard, right? He needs what? God. Are you with me? You see? He needs God. We ought to look at everybody, the sick, the one who... whatever, a homeless, whatever, right? People need God. And we are, he sends some of us as teachers. Mm-hmm. Teachers. All of us are teachers. Go ye therefore and what? Teach. Who? There? Who is he saying? Us. Are you with me? Go ye therefore and preach. Are you with me? Go ye therefore and teach. We are teachers and preachers. We are, right? Evangelists. Evangelize. That's who we are. Are you with me? We evangelize to the world. Are you with me? Oh, I don't know as much as you, Brother Pastor, but you got a book. Are you with me? Study. Are you with me? I ain't up here acting like, you know, I'm all that and I know all of this and that. I study. Because I want to know. Do you want to know? So then study and pray. And when time to ask for forgiveness, ask for it. Forgive me, Lord. Remove every and anything that might hinder this prayer. Lord, I'm praying to you because I don't know. And I need your help, Lord. I need your guidance. I need your strength. God, I need you, Lord. I need you. I got to quit now, right? Huh? 5 minutes more?
Okay.
I ain't... Okay. All right. But you see what I'm saying? You know, if we don't know, ask God. Are you with me? You ask me, I might give you an answer. But like the Bereans, what did they do? They said, you know, bro, Pastor, that answer that you gave me, I don't know. Right? So go and find out for yourself. Find out for yourself. You know, study to show yourself approved unto God. A weapon need not be ashamed, but rightly divided the word of truth. Right? Study. Instead of looking at Edge of Night. Are you with me? As soon as Edge of Night come on, you cut the TV off and go and study and see what happens. Edge of Night still come on, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, all right. But these shows, even if it's the Super Bowl, right? And you are in need of cut it off. Cut it off and go to God and humble yourself on your knees and say, Lord, I don't know. I don't understand. I need to understand. because my brothers is telling me that I don't love right. My sisters is telling me that I don't give right. Are you with me? And they don't know. They don't know who I love.
Right. That's where you ask God. Are they seeing something that I'm not?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know,
take it all to God.
Yeah,
all
I mean,
of
if,
it.
If what they're saying is true,
help me.
And
yes,
so
sir.
Then the issue is with the individual.
Exactly.
And so when we pray to God to please remove this, it has a certain value. But I think the better prayer would be, dear Lord, give me the strength to remove it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's within my capability.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm responsible for my actions.
Exactly. It ain't because Brother Patterson told me to do it, because I did it. You know, I tell a lot of people, certain things let me do and see if I'm wrong. Because most of the time when people tell me to do something, I'm doing it because they told me to do it. Are you with me? And then if they told me to do it and it's wrong, then what I got? But when I'm wrong, I could at least see what I'm doing. Example, David and Bathsheba, right? David, he fouled up bad. Are you with me? He just messed up. And Nathan came to him, right? And gave him the story about, you know, the donkey. The lamb, right? This man had one, a good old fella, and this lamb was like a child to him, right? And you know the story, right? But after David heard that story, this is what he said. He said, that man should be four times over. He should die, you know, or whatever, right? And then Nathan said, what?
You are that man.
You are the man. We didn't see David say, you might be the man, you know. You're talking about me, you know. Are you with me? But he took it. He took it, and he was sad because he saw what he had done. Somebody could come to you and say such and such and such, and it's not that you ignore them. Are you with me? It's not that you ignore them now, but you hear them, and you check it out, because they might be right. Are you with me? But it's all in learning. Please, it's all in learning. In learning, you got to pray to God. You gotta clear the way that he might ask. That he might bless you. The Bible said, "Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye knock and it shall be opened." Are you with me? Ask. Ask.